a Tuesday afternoon at 4:30, and Debbie Von Bokern is doing one of her favorite things, teaching kids and adults how to make their own kite.
This is a style of a kite we're going to make. This is called a sled kite, and you can choose what color of plastic you'd
Debbie taught woodworking at the University of Cincinnati for 20 years, and now she and husband Joe make and fly kites. It started for them in 1995 when the artists were on vacation and happened to see a kite festival.
We had taken kites to fly, and after that we found out that there was a whole network of kite flyers. There's the American Kite Flyers Association. There are kite flyers all over the United States. There are kite festivals. There's an annual convention that you can go to and meet other kite flyers and pick up on tricks and see what the new technology is. So there's just a whole group of people that get out and play with the wind. How are you today? Would you like to make a kite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On this day, two or three people at a time stroll into Happen Incorporated in Cincinnati's Northside neighborhood to make their own kite. Happen Inc. is a nonprofit agency that teaches art to parents and kids for free. Director Tommy Roof smooths a piece of orange plastic out on the table to make his own kite. He's looking forward to the community kite fly in his neighborhood. He says so far, Debbie has held two kite-making sessions at Happen Inc., and there'll be another one April 5th from 10 until 12.
What we like to do is, we call it the three E's. We always want to entertain, educate, and empower. And I think Debbie's talents coming here and sharing her talents and her love for and passion for kites and flying kites is just a wonderful opportunity for kids and adults to experience and be a part of. And it's really, I'm looking forward to the kite fly because that's going to be that empowerment when they see their own kites that they've built, not that they've gone out and bought them, you know, that they put their mind and their imagination into. I think that's going to be just a wonderful day.
Yeah, we need another one because we need to do the exact same thing right here.
4-year-old Levi and 6-year-old Isaac True are carefully drawing designs on their kites before attaching the tails. Holding their 1-year-old baby sister, Mom Sarah is enjoying watching her boys make the kites for their very first time.
I had no idea how they were going to do it, and this is really, it's really incredible how they're piecing it together.
What did you imagine before you came?
I thought they were just going to have kites that were made and that the kids would just draw on them. But this is really more putting it together, and I like that because they're measuring and cutting and taping, and they love cutting and taping everything and gluing. So,
Levi and Isaac are working very intently on making their kites. 6-year-old Isaac picked the color red for his kite, and there's something he especially likes about making the kite.
Drawing the picture.
Thank you.
You found them?
What's your name?
Levi.
What are you doing here today?
Picking a kite.
Oh, and what color did you pick?
White.
I like that. Now, what are you drawing?
A tornado.
With experienced kite makers, Debbie says, a sewing machine is sometimes required, but for beginners, like the folks at Happen Inc. today, she's teaching a basic called a sled kite.
I do the basic model with the kids. We like making a sled kite because it flies really easily. It'll fly when the kids run, it'll fly when there's not wind, and it flies when it's really windy. So that's our favorite kite to make.
Kites created and collected by Debbie Von Bokern and her husband Joe are on display at Ruth's Parkside Cafe in Northside through April 26th. Anyone who'd like to fly a kite is welcome to meet on the grass at the corner of Hamilton Avenue and Blue Rock Road April 5th and join the kite fly in front of Ruth's. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.
Okay, put this one right here. We're putting an extra one in
okay,
there.
Okay,
sorry. It's not on the drawing. Okay, put one on the other side now.
No, there's no more.
There's no on this one?